life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song by Nabila Taqiya. Nabila Taqiya was born on November 21, 2005 in Banda Aceh, began to be known since she became the runner-up of Indonesian Idol Season 12. At the beginning of her career in the music industry, Nabila released a winning song entitled Menghargai Kata Rindu, or Appreciate the Words Missing You. Now she is back with a single, Terpatah Terluka, or Torn in Pain, which was released on October 18, 2024. The song presents a special collaboration with Indonesian father-son noted musicians Yofi Widianto and Arsy Widianto, who are known for their romantic and emotional works. The song carries the pop ballad genre with a sweet yet melancholic arrangement, strengthening the emotions contained in the song lyrics. The song tells about the bitterness of loving someone who already belongs to someone else, even though both of them have feelings for each other. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single by Nabila Taqiya, entitled Terpatah Terluka.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, homecoming during Eid al-Fitr is not only about coming home to your family. According to Debbie Afianti, lecturer at Muhammadiyah University of Jakarta, for Gen Z, it's also about finding the potential and building their hometown.
I think some of the Gen Z's are also interested in building the or creating some community development projects after their parents bring them to their hometown, because they see some of the people in their hometowns need some improvement, maybe in some techniques of agriculture or maybe in making some small enterprise, especially if the young people who are really, really right now not really interested in being employees. They want to start their own sort of jobs for others. They're really keen in opening up some businesses in the villages, and especially if they see some unique products or maybe some potential commodities to be developed in their hometown. I think parents should put in some seeds of interest to the children so they will remember about how their potential can grow up and also can be shared to others in the village.
You can listen to the discussion about the homecoming tradition in Indonesia on VOI Talk, Mudik, the Great Indonesian Homecoming, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk, and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninjau. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. traveling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Pachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting play dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kissed fabric and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia.
Semoga kau mendengar. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day: patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Esok Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple relief, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the wood. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binaba. So knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example, baik. The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa Lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Unlike other traditional arts, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masubi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, Wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Nah, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive while if we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono tried to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Kita berbasic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
karya. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake,
terjadi sebuah pertanyaan.
And eagle is snake. So who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in Wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu. Karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Yang apa tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, gitu aja pola.
Here is the news. Minister of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform, Rini Widiantini, met with Minister of Home Affairs, Tito Karnavian, in Jakarta on Tuesday. A number of strategic plans were discussed, including guidance to regions on several transformation agendas. Rini, in a statement on Wednesday, conveyed that the Ministry of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform and the Ministry of Home Affairs strengthened coordination related to the transformation program and its guidance to local government. The local provincial government is preparing to expand TransJakarta services into TransJabodetabek to reduce residents' dependence on private vehicles. Jakarta Governor Pramono Anung on Wednesday pointed out that the Jakarta government now really wants to slowly change the orientation from using private vehicles to using public transportation. That's a news line.
jiwa yang tenang, jangan sekali-kali kamu mencoba jadi Tuhan dengan mengadili dan menghakimi. Bahwasanya kamu memang tak punya daya dan upaya serta kekuatan untuk menentukan kebenaran yang sejati. Bukankah kita memang tercipta laki-laki dan wanita dan menjadi suku dan bangsa-bangsa yang pasti berbeda? Bukankah kita memang harus saling mengenal dan menghormati?